a pie, and you get a pie, and you get a pie. Welcome, everyone, to another fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and in honor of Pi Day last week, we've got a double helping of Raspberry Pi news to throw your way. First up, let's chat with Peter Wenzel from Element 14 about the new Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+. Let's go. Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hello. Thank you.
Okay, so first off, welcome to Fish Fry, and we're here to chat about the new Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+. So, Peter, tell me what makes this new model even better than previous Raspberry Pis.
All right. Well, this model is jam-packed with loads of new features. And really, what the Pi Foundation has done is take a look at the current Pi board and look for areas to improve and perfect it. So many, many people are referring to this as the perfection to the current Pi 3 model. There's four or five cool new features on it. The first is a faster processor. So they've taken the current Broadcom chip, repackaged it in a way that they've been able to drive an additional 15% increase in speed, transitioning from a 1.2 gigahertz to a 1.4 gigahertz processor. They've also added a heat sink or heat spreader on top of the processor, which has allowed it to run at cooler temperatures at faster speeds. The second thing is dual band Wi-Fi. So instead of just 2.4 gigahertz as it was on Pi 3, Pi 3 model B+ has 2.4 and 5 gigahertz at the IEEE 802.11ac standard. It also offers Bluetooth 4.2. That was also in the previous model. The third thing is faster Ethernet. They're now offering gigabit Ethernet over USB 2.0 with a maximum throughput of 300 megabits per second. That's three times faster than the previous model. And last but not least is power over Ethernet. So this board is power over Ethernet enabled via the RJ45 jack, providing PoE support when you use a specific PoE Raspberry hi-hat, pi-hat, that I'm sure we'll speak to here in a couple minutes.
Okay, so let's specifically talk about the wireless subsystem here. This new Raspberry Pi comes with modular compliance certification, is that right?
Yes, that is right. So if you take a look at the top left-hand corner of the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+, you'll see a little tin hat. It's actually got a embossed stamp of the Raspberry Pi logo. That hat, underneath it, is the wireless chip. And that's allowed Raspberry Pi to go and get modular compliance certification for the dual-band wireless LAN. Now, if you rewind to the Raspberry Pi 3 model, it also had a wireless compliance certification, but it wasn't modular. What that meant is when the product was used in a professional design and you put hardware around the actual Pi and then put it in the end application, you would have to go back and get wireless certification. This would be FCC or CE, depending on the country that you're in. That is, one, very expensive, and two, takes a lot of time. Now that you have modular compliance certification, you can put any type of hardware around it without having to worry about going back for recertification, saving cost, and quickening the time to market for the product.
So I was super excited to hear that Power over Ethernet will be available as an add-on board for Raspberry Pi coming this summer. So tell me about this addition to the Raspberry Pi family and what it buys me as a maker and engineer.
You bet. This is a very, very cool feature that Raspberry Pi is introducing. I see it appealing to both makers and the professional engineers. And really, what this enables you to do, if you purchase the hat from Raspberry Pi that sits directly on top of the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+ board, you can take an Ethernet jack that has power in it, plug it into Raspberry Pi, and both power and connect your Pi to the network with one cable. So without power over Ethernet, let's say you wanted to connect your Pi to the network, you'd have to plug in the Ethernet cable as well as plug in a micro USB cable to power it. Now it's all in this one Ethernet cable. Think of a security camera application. Let's say you wanted to put Raspberry Pis up across an industrial building to monitor the area. Instead of having to run two cables to it, an Ethernet cable and a micro USB cable to power it, you now can just run one cable, the Ethernet cable, that has both power and connectivity to the network. Furthermore, and this is quite cool, with PoE, you can boot remotely. So to actually turn on the Raspberry Pi, if you use the PoE hat, you can do this via the Ethernet cable. You don't have to be physically there to turn on the Pi. This makes using Pi in professional environments as a security camera application, it's just one example, very practical.
So you guys have an exclusive starter kit for the Raspberry Pi. Tell me more about that.
Yep, absolutely. So this tailors to those who are a bit more new to this whole Raspberry Pi scene. We are looking to provide folks with an out-of-the-box experience that gets them going with ease on Raspberry Pi. In the box, you're going to find Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+, Raspberry Pi SD card, Raspberry Pi power supply, Raspberry Pi case, and some documentation. That's everything you need to get going with your new Pi board right off the bat.
Excellent. So if my audience wants more information about this new board, where should I send them?
Feel free to go to the element14.com community. There you'll find loads of great documentation, cool projects, and a very active community form of users who are talking about the new features, asking questions, and just playing around and sharing the cool projects that they've built.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Peter.
Yep, of course.
Next up, please welcome Hari Kalyanaraman, Newark Element 14's Global Head of Emerging Business, who is bringing us the goods on GrassBio Claudio, a new Raspberry Pi expansion board with a mobile platform for end-to-end IoT development and deployment. Oh, yeah. Hi, Hadi. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you guys just announced GrassBio Claudio, which is a new expansion board for Raspberry Pi. Tell me more about it.
Sure. GrassBio Claudio is a Raspberry Pi add-on board that makes it easy for anyone to prototype and build IoT applications. It works with all versions of the Raspberry Pi, and it comes packed with a rich set of features. It includes a light sensor, a temperature sensor, proximity sensor, OLED display, a buzzer, RGB LED switch, and expansion ports for adding a servo and even more sensors. It also supports IFTTT, so you can create applets with triggers and actions based on the Claudio's features. The OLED display comes with stylized fonts and emojis, so you can create some fun responses to events and triggers. A unique highlight of the Claudio is its intuitive block-based drag-and-drop mobile programming interface. To get started, you can download the GrassBio Studio app that is available on iOS and Android, and you can quickly set up, select your inputs, select your control, your outputs, and any custom notifications, and start creating projects in minutes. It's quite simple, so no complicated setup or configuration needed.
So, Hari, this seems really easy. I don't need to be a professional engineer to leverage GrassBio Claudio in my projects, right?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the main points or pain points that the Claudio addresses. Engineering and coding can be challenging and intimidating for those with no prior experience. Oftentimes, the biggest hurdle to a beginner looking to create projects. The Claudio was specifically developed to simplify building IoT applications, so it is appropriate for a wide range of users, including beginners and experts alike. In that regard, it's actually a great fit with our community members. Between element14.com and hackster.io, we have the largest online maker communities in the world, with close to 1 million registered members. Our members comprise of novices, makers, hobbyists, and innovators. So I'm looking forward to seeing what our community members make using the Claudio. And you don't need to be a professional engineer to leverage its capabilities.
So Hari, what kind of applications is GrassBio Claudio best suited for?
The GrassBio Claudio is versatile and well-suited for a wide variety of applications, such as home automation, robotics, image and voice, all with custom notifications and IFTTT support. Home automation projects can leverage both onboard and external sensors to monitor conditions and take actions. One practical example involves connecting a humidity sensor to the Claudio, monitoring the moisture level of soil, and then sending text or speech alerts when your plant needs to be watered. Cloudio can connect to Amazon Alexa and Google, as well as smart things like Philips Hue, Fitbit, and more. So you can create your own voice assistants in addition to control Cloudio and turn on or off smart switches, fans, lights, locks, and the likes. One fun project I've seen uses voice to control a motor and feed your pet fish when prompted. You can also capture videos, images, and time-lapse videos by attaching a Raspberry Pi camera or a USB camera to the Cloudio. And you can set it up so that you receive custom notifications, whether it is email, text, image, or speech. So there are numerous applications for the Cloudio. The goal really is to make it simple and quick for the users to start building projects.
All right, Hari, let's circle back to Raspberry Pi for a second. Now, it's been around for a while, so why do you think it's so popular?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the Raspberry Pi continues to remain one of the most popular development platforms among makers and professional engineers alike. It has a really strong feature set with a powerful processor, at an attractive price point, and a passionate community of developers. The addition of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth to the Raspberry Pi 3 has helped accelerate its use in the IoT applications. All of this has contributed to its large and growing install base, and has made the Raspberry Pi very appealing, not just for hobbyists or educational projects, but also for commercial and industrial applications. We've seen a wide spectrum of applications, you know, things like underwater drones, media solutions, STEM toys, computer vision, retail solutions, high-performance clusters, and more. The Graspio Cloudio leverages the functionality of the Raspberry Pi, and with a few clever additions, makes it accessible to novices.
Okay, one last question for you, Hari. Where should my audience go for more information? And is there anything else you want us to know about Graspio Cloudio?
The Graspio Cloudio is available in stock globally at Premier Farnell. So you can go to our online channels, whether it's Newark.com in North America or Farnell.com in Europe or Element14.com in Asia Pacific, or forthings.io. It's a simple yet powerful IoT platform. I'd like to encourage the audience, including makers and tinkerers, to play with the Cloudio and post any projects or feedback on our online communities at element14.com and hackster.io.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Hari.
Thanks for having me, Amelia.
Everybody likes video games, right? But what if you could do some good with that video game of yours? And I'm not just talking about that good feeling when you finally beat your brother Joel at NBA Live 18 for the first time. Yeah, take that, Joel! Sorry. So, in this week's Kickstarter Corner, we're taking video games to the next level. To the trash cleaning level. Okay, so a group in Chicago called Urban Rivers has started two different Kickstarter campaigns. Their first campaign is to restore the natural wildlife in the Chicago River by installing what are called floating gardens. This started last spring. Their goal is to create a natural destination for nature enthusiasts like kayakers, canoeists, and fishermen who want to enjoy some urban wildlife. Well, when they were installing these urban gardens last year, they were running into, oh yeah, you guessed it, a whole lot of trash. Being an urban area and all, trash in these waterways is going to be a given. First, they tried getting rid of the trash manually. Every other day, someone on their team would kayak out to remove the garbage. But quickly, they found that this tactic just wasn't cutting it. Sometimes trash appeared at random times in very large quantities. Sometimes they would get rid of all the trash, only to find that 2 hours later, bam, a whole lot more. Solution? Bring in a robot, of course. Enter the Urban Rivers robot team. They prototyped a remote control boat which was capable of herding trash to a safe location where it could be then removed. And as you can imagine, not only was this effective, it was super entertaining. So their next thought was perfect. How could they not share this? And make it a video game. Yes, so on their website, you will be able to drive the robot, collect points by picking up trash along the way, and compete against your friends. Now, Urban Rivers have already put up over $5,000 of their own funds to finance this project. But it looks like to really get this eco game going, they're going to need some kickstart and help. The goal of this campaign is to build a home base trash station, install a high-power Wi-Fi station, and modify the design to withstand all seasons. And all additional funds will go toward further prototyping and experimentation. And if they raise over $10,000, they're going to launch another boat in the river. Battle of the River Trash Bots. Yes. Okay, fine print time. For only $10, yes, $10, that's like two trips to Starbucks, you can get in on the beta platform development. You will be one of the first to receive access to the trash robot control station. You will be able to pick up trash and find errors along the way. For $35, you'll get to be one of the first group to try out the trash bot in the wild. And for $50, you can get a t-shirt too. I'm leaning toward that option. And for $200, you can get your name engraved on the base of the trash robot for the whole world to see. I'm super excited about this project, as you can probably tell. And yes, I have already donated. If you are so inclined, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com that will take you directly to their Kickstarter campaign page. Let the trash bot be with you. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. It is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of March 23rd, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.